Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I've always been an ambitious person, but I also had a lot of setbacks, bad luck, and misfortunes. I had a very difficult life, but I had some successes in education. I had some successes in other things, too. But since 2003, I wasn't as aware of it until now. You know, when I had my radio station, I guess I was living on this full street, and perhaps this person near me called the radio station and tried to prevent me to be on there. Or whatever, or what bad luck I had. And it probably was a coincidence. I would say that. But the coincidence I had, I just had too much bad luck. And this person said they come around me because if they come around me, I won't be successful. If they don't come around me, I will be successful. So they keep coming around me so I don't be successful. They want me to be like William E. Coyote, be a genius, and will end up as a tragic victim who has, like, one of those real talented, gifted people who never amount to anything because of bad luck, misfortune, or somebody else taking their dreams away. Well, I will say that that's not my destiny. But I did have a lot of bad incidents. I had some successes already in life. Probably not the ones I want, but my music is so important to me. And I hope that's not my destiny, because it would be truly unfair to me and the whole world, because I have so much ambition and dreams. I bring up William E. Coyote. I've written a song about him, because William E. Coyote in a cartoon is the metaphor, is example of a genius, a very talented person who never get the prize. I will say that, yes, I didn't get that law degree. In some sense, I had the ambition. I didn't yet get my music dreams. But I believe that my music dreams are eventually going to come true. I already went further than I did in the past. I got my songs on the radio, and they've been released to the public. So it's professional level. It's not amateur level. I've been an amateur for many years, so I'm not an amateur anymore. And some other things, but I continue to do what I need to do to make my dreams come true, or adapt and do the best I can, whatever I do. You know, I'm getting older, so I accommodate and be realistic. Yes, I have to keep up with the changes in my life, my age, and whatever. Know what's going on is so important. But a dream like being in music, when I first came out here at 19 to make it in Hollywood, that's something I can't give up on. You know, it's something that is a dream that's always going to be in me. Yes, but the truth is I had so many disappointments and so much bad luck. Too much. In fact, it's overwhelming. I've just been discouraged. And I'm going to repeat the other part of the dream killing. It's not necessarily outside of me, it's inside. My insecurities, my frustrations, which are normal compared to all the struggles I've been through, perhaps to the edge of the earth. I had a very difficult upbringing. I didn't have a lot of connections to stability, and I was constantly a person that had been down. I've been rejected so much, so many bad situations. Homeless, I have been brutalized in so many ways, abuse, you can name it. I practically came close to death, if you want to think about it. But in spite of it all, I'm still alive, and that's a good thing. And I'm not going to end up like William E. Coyote. I'm not going to be a talented person who have those dreams to be taken away by either my insecurities or by someone else. And this person said this, you know, it's like, that's not what I had in mind. But yes, right now I am going through so much bad luck with employment, COVID-19. But I released 3 albums, progressing. So there are little incremental changes. There were some changes as far as my music. So it's not like what I was when I was 19. But it's about, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, I had to adapt. I know one thing is I will continue to create for the rest of my life, whether I make a song or something, or because I made a lot of music. So I have nothing to prove in that department. But I would like to create just for myself, write a song, write lyrics, melodies, sing, act, play, movies, etc. So it's important for me to feel that way. I guess with my creative drive, I always have to have a song in some way. I don't know if it would be another demo, because I made so many demos. I'm about to release another demo. Not right away. I need some time. You know, I released 3 albums. I released several singles, so the world has to soak that up, you know. But it will be another. I hope to release more, but regardless, I hope the changes continue to go in my direction, because I do not want to be destined to be a tragic victim. I had to hang out with the right people. I had to be realistic with money and stuff. You know, I don't have much. I'll be fine, you know. As far as things that I've done in the past, other things, other dreams, you know, law degree was so important to me because it became important to me as part because while I was in music, I developed, went back to school to enhance my life, and it was a good thing. Yes, I came up short, another bad experience. It didn't become the rock star one. I felt I should have been a rock star when I was in my 20s. But I did and become a star. Not necessarily with fortune, but a star. The last 8 years, I've been all over, my songs over. So, yes, I did achieve my dreams in the sense of having my songs be out for people to buy. I hope to replicate that through fortune, but I think it will happen. Just continue to do what I need to do. Illinois, Lord William E. Coyote. I am not going to be destined to be a tragedy. I am not going to be destined to be a loser. But I would say a loser in a metaphor is someone who hurts people or someone who does bad things. People who are disabled or who have bad misfortune, who are really good people, they are not losers, not the slightest. The word loser is not for someone. It's for someone who's a bad person. But I ain't going to be no William E. Coyote, a kind of person whose dreams go up in smoke. That's not my destiny. I have to be positive, even at my age. And try to be positive and go for the dreams for the rest of my life, for eternity. At the same time, always get inspired by others. And I will never take someone else's dream away. So it's out. It's out. I can't let no jinx or anything or within me or insecurities that I have for myself or frustrations. I can't let myself take away my dreams. And just be hanging there. One day at a time. Good night from Dove Night.